Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Roland.
So the one we're talking about today is the one that's going to play at the festival at the Rialto Cinemas on Wednesday, November 9th at 1 p.m. and at 7:30 p.m., and it's called Firebirds.
Yes.
And talk about it.
Truly one of my favorites because of the actors. There's a couple of great Israeli actresses in it who we see in the best Israeli films that come to this country.
Uh-huh.
So that's part of the wonder of it. The other part of it is it's just a wonderful kind of murder mystery. And the protagonists are these old widows who, you know, outsmart the detective. And it's terrific.
What a great idea.
Yeah, because most of those movies that we see, the protagonists are men. So,
gee, I wonder why that's. Who knows?
The way it is. Yeah.
Right. That's it. You got it.
Right. So this is a lot of fun. This one, an 80-year-old man, it's a dark comic mystery. An 80-year-old man's body is found. And the mystery, he has stab wounds to the chest, and he's got a tattoo on his forearm. And the whole thing unfolds from there. There's a kind of somewhat hapless detective who, you know, hasn't been doing that well lately, and three feisty widows, and the story unfolds.
Oh, it sounds perfect.
It's one of my very favorites of the year.
I notice in the description of the movie here in your program that it's nominated for 10 Ophir Awards. What are those?
Ophir Awards are the Israeli equivalent of Oscar, but instead of calling him Oscar, they call him Ophir. And this particular film was it's like being nominated for 10 Academy Awards. And I am not sure if this one was entered in our Academy Awards, you know, the international side of the American Academy Awards. Often the Israelis will send a film, but I don't remember what last February's was. So I don't know if this one will come in or not. But they won for Best Supporting Actress and for Devorah Kadar. And then the other Ophir winners in there were Miriam Zohar and Molly Levy, who's like the queen of the Israeli cinema.
Uh-huh.
She's the woman in the picture. In fact, she was the woman in the movie Debt, which was later made into an American-British film. So, you know, sometimes their stuff gets remade into our version.
So at this point in this year's festival, how's it going?
It's going really well. We have some challenges this year. One is the election. So, you know, anything that happens on a Wednesday night.
Right.
And the Jewish holidays are late this year. They're all happening in October. So October is a very busy month for the Jewish festival, the Jewish people in general, and of course our election, which seems like a very disruptive force in our lives this year.
It's a disruptive force in mine. It's caused me to cancel a show or two, my music show, which I'm not happy doing, particularly considering the cast.
Why did
these
you cancel?
Elections. I don't remember which Tuesdays they were, but
all right.
You know, it was a quote debate unquote Tuesday.
I see.
Right. So this one you recommend very highly.
I really do. It's just kind of a delightful movie with very strong actresses.
Excellent. Well, thank you again for coming in. We'll certainly see you next time. And let's tell people that this Wednesday, November 9th, a matinee at 1 in the afternoon, an evening performance at 7:30. The movie is called Firebirds. And as we remarked, it's nominated for 10 Ophir Awards, which is like Oscars for Israeli films. For tickets and information for this and all of the Jewish Film Festival presentations, it's jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.